Full Moon by Jim Butcher.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. I never used to keep close track of the phases of the moon, so I didn't know that it was one night shy of being full when a young woman sat down across from me in McAnally's pub and asked me to tell her all about something that could get her killed. No, I said, absolutely not. I folded the piece of paper with its drawings of three concentric rings of spidery symbols and slid it back over the polished oakwood table. Kim Delaney frowned at me and brushed some of her dark, shining hair back from her forehead. She was a tall woman, buxom and lovely in an old-world way, with pale, pretty skin and round cheeks well used to smiling. She wasn't smiling now. "Oh, come on, Harry," she told me. "You're Chicago's only practicing professional wizard, and you're the only one who can help me." She leaned across the table toward me, her eyes intent. "I can't find the references for all these symbols. No one in local circles recognizes them either. You're the only real wizard I've ever even heard of, much less know. I just want to know what these others are." "No," I told her. "You don't want to know. You're better off forgetting this circle and concentrating on something else." "But..." Mac caught my attention from behind the bar by waving a hand at me and slid a couple of plates of steaming food onto the polished surface.